I always saw an ice axe as a life-saving tool. But I've just been reading The Guardian, and there's a really interesting article on Leon Trotsky and how he died. So now I see the ice axe, so familiar with my childhood, as a murder weapon. Oh, imagine that, right in the back of the head. What a way to go. As a result of that article, I spent a big chunk of this morning reading up on Trotsky. And of course, that leads to YouTube videos. So I can't say I've had that much work done. But the ice axe still reminds me of my school holidays. 1980 it would have been. I was 8, my brother was 5, and my dad, being the kind of person he is, decided to take the family to the Alps. I guess it was a cheap holiday because he was a teacher in Coventry, a place called Binley Park School, and he was taking a minibus of sixth formers anyway, so he could smuggle us in the back quite easily and cover all the costs, or should I say the school probably covered all the costs. From my memory, I think, allegedly, he might have been running some red diesel. Anyway, I had my own ice axe. I had a very cool backpack I wish I still had. I think it was a Carrymore. And a pair of snow goggles. And I had to practice and practice sliding down a massive slab of snow and ice in Chamonix to prove I could break and stop myself sliding off into some precipice. And it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I got quite good at it, I think. And but my mum, she was not a big fan of the ice or snow, or just being there in general, forced upon her somewhat. And one night on the way back from the camp toilet, she slipped over, cracked her head open on a rock. And I just remember her sat there in the red snow, just bleeding all over the place. And my dad was looking at a map to see just how far up the mountain we were from a cable car station. And they found one, so they just head torches on, jumped on the big orange bivy bag and slid into the night. The cable cars were not carrying human passengers, from what I remember, at that time of the night, but once they saw my mum and the amount of blood she was losing, they chucked her in a cable car filled with sheep, I'm told, and they made it to a hospital. But she was all stitched up, back on the mountain the next day. I guess she didn't have anywhere else to go, and the expedition was going ahead, whether or not. Well, so she kind of had to be there, I suppose. Two nights after that, me, my mum and my brother, I remember really vividly, were dressed in every single piece of our clothing, huddled in a single, although large, plastic orange bivy bag in a small kind of stone enclave. Someone had built a stone wall right in the middle of this glacier, and it was the coldest night I remember ever. Just no matter how close we huddled and how many items of clothing, i.e. all of them we had, I just could not shake the cold. I don't remember sleeping at all. And in the morning we had, I remember, fun size boxes of Frosties to look forward to for breakfast. No milk, just fun size boxes of Frosties, which we ate from the packet. Yeah, my mum totally did not want to be on that mountain. But she could be stubborn like her dad. And to bring it back to Trotsky, my granddad was a Ukrainian like him. And he, I think he quite liked Trotsky's flavour of socialism, but if you ever said the word Stalin, that was it. He'd spit on the floor. Not a fan of Stalin at all. Or my gran, who was Italian, she loathed Stalin for all the reasons you'd expect. I do wish I'd listened more to his stories, though. More to his tales of surviving things like the famine and the things he'd tell me about the Russian Revolution. He gave me a big book on it. I've still got it somewhere. But I'll probably just dip into more videos. Hope that they can enlighten me in somewhere close to what my granddad might have been able to. And, interesting how stupid I feel reading Guardian articles like this, with a family connection. Being of the age I am, he says, putting on an old man's voice, because I really should know more about just history in general, and I guess I can just embrace all these amazing stories I've yet to uncover. And I might go and treat myself on a nice ice axe. No, I won't. Normal axes are enough and much more useful for me at the moment.